the interesting halachas about aseres mitzvah is that we have several additions that we put into the Shemona Esrei. The question is, what's the nature of this halacha to add things to the Shemona Esrei? Are these additions ma'akev even to the Eved? Are they only lechatchila? So this is a discussion in the Rishonim, and it begins with a Gemara in Brachas and Afid Beis Amid Beis. This is source one in the handout. If you have the handout, please take a look together with me. The Amar Rabbah Bar Chinna Sava Mishmei De Rav. Kol Hashana Kula Adam Espalo Hakel Hakadosh Melech Hoek Stavro Mishpel Chutz Me Asura Yama Shevein Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim Shem Espalo HaMelech Hakadosh V'HaMelech HaMishpel. Rabbah Bar Chinna quotes Rav as saying that during Asiyas Meitshu we say HaMelech Hakadosh, we say HaMelech HaMishpel, as opposed to the rest of the year where we have a different Nusach. Rabbi Eloza Omer Achilu Amar Hakel Hakadosh Yotzei. Rabbi Eloza says that even if you say Hakel Hakadosh during Aseres Meitshuva, you can still be Yotzei. Shenemar VaYigba Hashem Tzvokos VaMishpat VaHakel Hakadosh Nikdash Bitzdaka. We mentioned this pasuk in the Tfilas of Rosh Hashanah, right? Hakadosh Baruch is referred to as being VaYigba VaMishpat VaHakel Hakadosh Nikdash Bitzdaka. Emasai VaYigba Hashem Tzvokos VaMishpat Elu Asar Yom Shmi Rosh Hashanah VaAd Yom HaKippur. When is the Rabbonu Shalom Nigba Bamishvat during Aseres Meitshuva? The Ka'amar Hakel HaKadosh, and the pasuk says Hakel HaKadosh Nikdash Bitzdach. It doesn't say HaMelech HaKadosh Nikdash Bitzdach. So it sounds like you say Hakel HaKadosh even during Aseres Meitshuva, even during this time between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So 2 days in the Gemara, so Zok the Gemara, my Havi Allah, Amar Yosef Hakel HaKadosh HaMelech HaYitzdach HaMishvat. Rabba Amar HaMelech HaKadosh VeHaMelech HaMishpat. Machlok is from Yosef and Rabba LaHalocha, what do we do? The Ilchazaka Rabba, and the Gemara concludes Ilchazaka Rabba, that you say HaMelech HaKadosh, you say HaMelech HaMishpat. Okay, so this is the Gemara. Gemara seems to conclude that you say HaMelech HaKadosh during Aseres Meitshuva. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Shulchan Aruch in Suas 10, Chaim and Simon Tov Kuf Pei Beis if Aleph writes by Aseres Meitshuva Omer Hamelach Hakadosh Hamelach Hamishpat Vimtoh Oshu Mesupuk Kama Imu Ba Melach Hakadosh Chozu Lerosh Imu Ba Melach Hamishpat Vinizka Kodem Shaka Raglo Chozu Lebechas Hashiva Va Omer Misham Va Elecha Ala Seidem Vimlo Nizka Shaka Raglo Chozu Lerosh. In terms of forgetting, so then it depends. If you had said Hakel Hakadosh, you missed Hamelach Hakadosh in that brocha, so then you definitely have to go back, says the Shulchan Aruch. If you're Mesupuk, you have to be Chozer Lerosh. But if you missed HaMelech HaMishpat, so then it depends. If you, it's Kodem Sha'aka Raglav, you didn't end the Shemoneh Esrei completely, so then go to, back to the Brach of Hashiva, and you should say HaMelech HaMishpat, and then continue the Shemoneh Esrei Al HaSeder. If you weren't Nizkar until Akar Raglav, so then Chozer Lerosh. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that both are Ma'akev, both HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat are Ma'akev. If you miss them, then you have to go back. It's just, it depends on the circumstances when you would have to go back. But they're both Ma'akev even with the Eved. This is not at all clear. It's a major machlokes in the Mishonim, are they Ma'akev? Are they Ma'akev at all? Right. And should we split between the two of them? The Tosfos, going back to page one, Tosis on number 2 quotes the machlokes of Rishonim whether HaMelech HaKadosh HaMelech HaMishpat or Ma'akev Amen. Bilchus HaKavasei Dir Adam Tzorach Lachtam HaMelech HaKadosh HaMelech HaMishpat Imlo Amar Machzirin Osar. So Tosis begins by saying, quotes a Deya, that if you leave at HaMelech HaKadosh HaMelech HaMishpat Taka Ma'akev, and you have to go back. V'chein Zochreinu U'michamocha U'chsov L'chaim U'besefer Chaim Machzirim Oso Imlo Amar. Now Tosfos adds something that we're not familiar with. Tosfos says not only HaMelech HaKadosh HaMelech HaMishpat, but all of the Hazkaras, even Zochreinu L'chaim as well. If you miss them, you have to go back. The Kol Meshanam Yimapesh Tavach HaChalim Eno Yotzi Dechavasa. You change the Shmoneh Esrei, then you're not going to be Yotzi. Chazal said that during Aseres Meitshuva you need these additions. So if you leave out the additions, Tosfos says that you have to go back. Now this is talking about where you know that you left them out. Tosis now adds, "V'chach pasak Rabbeinu Yehuda im sofek lo im amar im lo amar." Let's say you have a sofek. It's not that you knew that you said Hakel HaKadosh. You remember that you said it. Right? It's not. That's not what we're talking about. Let's say you have you just have a sofek whether you said Hamel HaKadosh or you said Hakel HaKadosh. So then, machzirim also The Rabbi Yehuda says, even if it's only a sofik, you still have to go back. The Yisav Yerushalmi, the tiniest parakama. Let's say you're supposed to say the same talamata and you don't know whether you did or not. So kol shloshim yom b'cheska shelo loma. The Yerushalmi says, within 30 days, the b'cheska shelo loma. That means that you're not used to saying it. So we follow what your mouth is used to. So within 30 days, you would have to go back giving me suffix. Per shelo omar, ela kmo shu lomud ar'ata. Shelo omar kein. He only said the way that he's used to saying it. He didn't say the same talamata until now, and it's within 30 days when they changed, after they changed. So then he has to go back at the other suffix, because mistama, he spoke, he davened b'chazaka, the same way that he normally davens. So mistama, he didn't say it. But after 30 days, the Yerushalmi says, we follow the chazak, we follow the normal way that he's been going, the regular status quo. Right? If he hasn't been saying it, then we assume that he left it out, unless he knows for sure that he said it. And if he has been saying it, once he establishes a new chazak, it's after 30 days, so then if he has a subject, then he can rely on the fact that he said the same talamata. It's the same with every addition, everything that you have to mention in the Shemona Esrei. If it's within 30 days when you started that Hazkara, that additional prat of the Shemona Esrei, so then if you have a suffix, you should have to go back, because Mustami, you didn't say. Okay, Maseres Meitshuva, the Leka Shloshim Yom, Maseres Meitshuva is not 30 days, it's only 10 days. Sorry, at last, if you have a suffix, if you mention any of the Hazkaras that we ate to the Shemona Esrei, says Taisvist, Rabbi Yehuda held that you have to go back, because the Chazaka Shalom Omar, he's b'chazaka Shalom Omar, and since they're all ma'akev according to this day in Tosfos, so then you would have to go back. If you misupik whether you said it, you should have to go back. As Tosfos, the Ram Kosov, Rabbi Meir, writes, the Ein Mavzir Noso, he was Mekil. Kol Osan Dvar, the Ram says that you don't go back. Sounds like HaMelech HaKadosh as well. If you leave out HaMelech HaKadosh, Melech HaMishpat, certainly Zachreinu, you wouldn't go back. Why? Why should that be true? He says, "Lo pasak b'sefer b'ferish." There's no sefer that paskins b'ferish that they're ma'akev even b'di'evet. Even if you assume that Chazal and Masakin that you should save them, but they're not ma'akev b'di'evet. The Gemara paskins Hilchos HaKirabi, you're supposed to say it, but maybe that's just a lechatchila. Maybe it's not ma'akev b'di'evet. So he says that if you leave it out, you don't go back. The Hevi Raya Lidvarv, and he brought a Raya, says Tosfos. Tosfos doesn't tell you what the Raya was, but he says that the Ram brought a Raya, that it's only Lechatchil, it's not Ma'akev even with the Eved. So this sheet of the Ram, we see already that it's not so clear. Not so clear. Could be that all of the Hazkaras are not Ma'akev, even HaMelech HaKadosh is not going to be Ma'akev with the Eved. We see this in the Rishonim. This is alluded to within Rabbeinu Yonah as well. The Rabbeinu Yonah in Brochus, he does two things. First of all, he quotes the Rabbanit Tzarfas, who claimed that perhaps it's not Bibi Evet, that it's only Lechatchila. But he also explains what's the Havamina to say that it should be Ma'akev Bibi Evet. Then Tomer, look at source 3, please. Menolan the Rabba Svirle the Bibi Evet Lo Yotza. How do you know the Rabba holds Bibi Evet Yinad Yotza? It seems to be the position of many Rishonim. He just says you're supposed to say it, right? He doesn't say chayv lomar, tzorich lomar, im lo amar machzir noso. He just says the words. Obviously, you're supposed to say them, but maybe that's just the din lechatchila. Efshe shesav shekar tzorich lomar lechatchila, avu b'di'evet yotza. Who states in Rabba that it's ma'akev even b'di'evet? Ve'echi pasak Talmud aliba dideg la'olam lo yotza klal. Yeshlomar, the Rabbi Yonah suggests like this: Mitoch Divrei Rabbi Elazar Shamrim Amar Hakel Hakadosh VeHakel Hamishpa Yotza Shaminan the Rabba Sfira Lei the Lo Yotza Afil Lidiyach. Rabbi Elazar says that if Amar Hakel Hakadosh Hakel Hamishpa, you can be Yotze. So he uses a lashon of Yotza. Why do you use a lashon of Yotza? Right? He should say it's not necessary to say Melech Hakadosh. He doesn't say that. He says if you say Hakel Hakadosh Yotza. So that sounds like he heard that the Shita HaCholekes, that Rabba felt that Lo Yotza, even B'di'evet, right? That was his deal. That Rabba, the opposing Shita, felt that you're not going to be Yotza even B'di'evet. So Rabbi Elazar, I don't think that's true. I think Yotzeh b'di'evet. Hitaka holds it's just a, it's a din lechatchila, right? It's just a lechatchila. And he claims that you're going to be Yotzeh. So don't tell me that lo Yotzeh. Don't say it in such a way. Don't make us assume that you have to say Hamelech Hakadosh Hamelech Hamishpat. It's not Ma'akev b'di'evet. Right? But from the fact that his lashon is Yotzeh, it sounds like he heard that Rabbi felt lo Yotzeh. That even b'di'evet you're not going to be Yotzeh. That's why he has a lashon of Yotzeh. Shalina, the Rabbi is feeling the lo Yotzeh filu b'di'evet. The cave of the Rabbi Elazar is feeling the filu chatchila im yotzeh yochel lomar kel hakadosh v'kel hamishpat. Since Rabbi Elazar says even the chatchila you can use the regular nusach, you don't have to say hamelech hakadosh hamelech hamishpat. Lo hayel olomer lashon Yotzeh. He should have said Yotzeh. The mashma b'di'evet. Yotzeh sounds like b'di'evet. You Yotzeh if you don't say hamelech hakadosh hamelech hamishpat. Why should you use a lashon the evet? He should say lechatchila. It's not necessary to say. You can do whatever you want, but it's not necessary to say. Even lechatchila. The mashma the evet davka and the vada mishim the shamalei the rabba the amar lo yotzah b'afilu the evet noka Rabbi Elazar yotzah. That's how he knew to say yotzah because he felt that rabba must have said that you're not yotzah even with the evet. So that's why he said no, you are yotzah. So we paskin like Rabbah, says the first day in the Rabbi Yonah. So we taka would paskin that it's ma'akev even b'di'evet. Rabbanu tsarfa schokin al zeh psak v'omim d'mamim b'di'evet hakel hakodesh hakel hamishpat yotzeh. Rabbanu tsarfa say that even b'di'evet you can be yotzeh. Right? It's only a lechatchila. B'di'evet you will be yotzeh. Why? The sfir lahu, the plukta, the Rabbah of the Rabbi Elazar havu b'hachi. The Rabbi Elazar savar afil lechatchila yochel lomar hakel hakodesh hem yotzeh. Kidakasina. The Rabbi Sfira laid lechatchila tzarich lomar hamelech hakadosh hamelech hamishpat. Aval b'di'evet imamar hakel hakadosh hakel hamishpat yotzeh. The Rabbani Tzarfa feel that the machlokas amarayim is not about whether b'di'evet you're yotzeh if you left out the new haskara. Rather lechatchila if you're supposed to say a different haskara, b'di'evet everyone would say that you're going to be yotzeh. That's how they understood the machlokas. So they say when the gemara paskins like Rabbi, it's not paskining that it's ma'akev b'di'evet. Paskening lechatchili, you're supposed to say it, but everyone would agree that b'di'evet, if you leave it out, ain machzir no, so that you could be yotzeh. Okay, this is the basic machlokas in Rishon. And how do we pasken in Shulchan Aruch? Since Shulchan Aruch paskens that if you leave it out, you taka have to go back. Machzir no, so that's the Shulchan Aruch we saw. If you leave out Hamelach Hakadosh. You leave it Hamelech HaKadosh and Hamelech HaMishpat, either one, the Shulchan Aruch says they're both the same. That's how the Shulchan Aruch assumes. And you would have to go back. It's Ma'akev even b'di'evet. So it sounds like it's pretty straightforward. That's Machlokas Rishon, but the Shulchan Aruch passes that it's Ma'akev b'di'evet, you would have to go back. At first glance, this sheet that it's Ma'akev b'di'evet seems very strange. Why? Because there are rayas to the other sheet. There are rayas to the other sheet, not from the Amoraim, from Tanoi. See, this is Machlokas Amoraim in the Gemara and Brachas, but we've got to look back to earlier sources. If you have Mishnais, if you have Brises that express an opinion about this, that's very important. Amoraim, we're going to have to take into account what the Mishnais and the Brises said. So are there any sources, Tanaitic sources, that take a stand on this? So that's what the Mordechai quotes. The Mordechai quotes several Rayas to the Ram Me'ivra, as he calls him. If you turn to Source 5, please. Haram me'ivra pasuk de'machzir in oso. Kolos and advarim shlopirish b'sefer b'feirish. Right? The Ram, this is the Ram that Tosfos seems to be quoting. There are actually different gersos in Tosfos. Either Rabbi Chanan el Rach, but if you look on the side, it says Ram. So, Mestama, that's the right gersa. The right gersa is Ram because the Mordechai quotes the Ram. So, Mestama, that's the day that Tosfos is quoting. And he says literally the same thing. Shlopirish b'sefer b'feirish. Doesn't say anywhere beferish that it's ma'akev b'di'evet, so why should we say it's ma'akev b'di'evet? And he brings a raya. B'chein pirish rav yadein chozit the kaimel and perik b'amim madlikin yomim she'ein bohem karban musav tov lo hizkir ein tzarech lafzit. The braisa in Shabbos and of Chavdalad Amibay says, it's actually Chavdalad Amibayev, Chavdalad, I'm not sure why in the Mordechai it has that girsa. The braisa in Chavdalad Amibayev says that yomim she'ein bohem karban musav, let's say you make a mistake, it was an extra haskar in the Shemana Esau you were supposed to say, you made a mistake and you left it out. So comes the Gemara in Shabbos and says, if it's Yom Hashem Ben Musa, then that haskar somehow was not as important, it's not as ma'akev. If you missed it, you don't have to go back. Which Gemara in Shabbos is he referring to? So turn back. Turn back to source 4. The Tani Rav Oshia, Yomim Shein Ben Korban Musaf, Yom HaShchodesh V'chol Lo Shamoi. Ah, HaShchodesh V'chol Lo Shamoi. You're supposed to say, Yalav Yavu and Shmona Esrei. So Arvi Shachas Minchum is called Shmona Esrei. V'omim Me'in HaMa'or Ba'avodah. You say, Yalav Yavu Ba'avodah. You would say, if you forgot Yalav Yavu, either on HaShchodesh or on Chol Lo, the Brisa says that you have to go back. Why? These are Yomim Sheyesh Ben Korban Musaf. Yom Sheish Ben Korban Musaf, there's a certain status to that Skara. If you forgot Yalav Yavu, you'd have to go back. But Yomim Sheish Ben Korban Musaf, a day that you don't have a Korban Musaf, but you have a Haskara in the Shemona Esrei, what kind of a Haskara is that? Yalav Yavu. There's no Musaf. Well, what's going on? So the Brisa explains, it's actually a little bit complicated. The Gemara has Pshat in the Brisa, and it comes out in the end that the Brisa is saying the following. He goes, Sheini v'chamishi v'sheini shel tainios u'mamodos. Right, let's say you have tainios of Bahab, right? If there's no rain, so then we'll have tainios of Monday, Thursday, Monday. So they fast on those tainios. Aneinu, right? They say Aneinu in the Shemona Esrei, there's a Haskar. Mamados were something else, that aside from the Mishmaros of the Kahuna that were by the Beis HaMikdash, they were part of the Mishmaros were Yisraelim, who represented the people bringing the Karbanos, because a person has to stand by his Karban. So they're as part of the Mishmaros, they had Kohanim and Levim and Yisrael. The Anshei Maimon would come up to Yerushalayim and they would daven. They would daven on behalf of the people that whose Karbanos are being sacrificed that particular day. And they would fast. They'd say, and they knew in the Shemona Esrei, just like on a regular Tainus. So on that, the Brisa says, Yom Shem Ben Mekar Ben Musaf, Yom Shem Ben Chamishim Ben Shotani Yosem HaMados, Ar B'Shavos Yom Minchum Mispal L'Shemona Esrei, Ve'omer Me'en HaMa'ora B'Shomei Atfil. You say Me'en HaMa'ora B'Shomei Atfil, what does that mean? Aneinu, right? You say the tefillah's tainus in Shemei Tefillah, but v'im lo amar ein magzir nasaf. You left it out. You don't go back. So the Gemara, the Brice in Shabbos, sets forth a very clear distinction, right? That yomim sheyesh bam karban musaf, the haskar is more significant. If you leave it out, then you have to go back. Yom sheyin bam musaf, the haskar is less significant. The takana was not that it's ma'akev b'di'evet. It's a din l'chatchila. So if you leave it out, then you don't go back. So comes the Ram quoted by the Mordechai. And back to source 5, Ram says, well, think about this situation. To say HaMelech HaKadosh during Aseres Mechshuva, Aseres Mechshuva is not Yom Sheish Ben Musaf. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur there's Musaf, but the rest of Aseres Mechshuva, there is no Musaf. So should you go back if you leave HaMelech HaKadosh out or not? Chara, if you leave HaMelech HaKadosh out, you should not have to go back based on the Yisod that the Brice and Shabbos has set forth. The Aseres Mechshuva is a Yomim Shein Ben Korban Musaf, and the Brisa says Yom Shein Ben Korban Musaf. You mention Me'ein HaMa'orah in wherever it's supposed to be mentioned, right? Malchus Shamayim. We want to mention Malchus Shamayim. Aseres Mechshuva. So it is an inyan during this time, but if you leave it out, it sounds like from the Brisa that you don't go back. Says the Chapela on all of the Shittas and Rishonim will hold HaMelech HaKadosh is Ma'akev even with the Eved. How can it be Ma'akev? It's stuck against the Gemara and Shabbos. And that's the way that we pass him. So how can it be ma'akev? The Birah Gur and Shulchan Aruch says that's the raya that Tosfos is mentioning. The Hevi raya ledvarav. What's the raya that he brings? It's this raya. He actually brought several other rayas, which I didn't give you. But zok the Birah Gur, this raya shlishis is a raya she'ein alei tshuva. This is a very difficult raya. As the Brisa says beferish, the Yomim She'ein Ben Musaf, the Haskaras that we have in the Shemona Esrei, Ana ma'akev. So, how can HaMelech HaKadosh be ma'akev if it's Yomim Shein Ben Musa? So, without Aseres Mechshuva, there is no Musa. So, Mestama that has Kar should not be on a level that you have to be Machzir. You should not have to be Chozer. So, what kind of a strange psak is this? It's not against the Brisa and Shabbos. That's the Kash. So, Rav Shmuel Rizovsky has a piece in the Sefer Zikaron Zichron Shmuel. He wrote this b'chayot, and then they later published it in the Sefer Zichron Shmuel. It collects a lot of beautiful Chidushei Torah that he had. So he wants to explain, based on a fundamental yesod that you find in the Achronim in terms of Haskaras that we find in the Shmona Esrei. There's a famous sheet of Tosfos. It's source 6. Tov lo espal mincha be'erev Shabbos. Chosav Rabbeinu Yehuda, Tosus quotes Rabbeinu Yehuda, who says the following. Tov lo hiski rosh chodesh be'mincha, lo yispal od balayla. V'lama yispal od, ha'refar yispal kol tfilas ha'mincha, miba'od yom, levad rosh chodesh, lo hiski. Rabbeinu Yehuda says, let's say you forgot Yalav Yavo in mincha rosh chodesh, and that night is not going to be rosh chodesh, so you can't say Yalav Yavo in the arvis of the night afterwards. It's not Rosh Chodesh. You can't be maskir Rosh Chodesh in a time that's not Rosh Chodesh. So what do you do? Normally we paskin that if you didn't daven Hashmona Esrei properly, then you have a chiyuv to daven Tashlumin. If you left out, let's say you didn't daven Bechlal, right? You couldn't. It was a toast and you forgot and it was too late or whatever. So then we daven a tefillah Tashlumin. We daven two Shmona Esreis. First we daven a tefillah of that Zman, and then we daven Tashlumin for the previous Zman as well. What happens if you're not going to be able to fix up what you left out? Right? Let's say there's a haskar in the Shemona Esrei that you were supposed to daven. But even if you daven Tashlumin, you're not going to say that haskar. Like this situation, right? You forgot Mincha Rosh Chodesh. You're not going to say Yalav Yavo in Marav because it's not Rosh Chodesh. So what should you do? So Zokter Rabbeinu Yehuda, don't daven Tashlumin. There's nothing you can do. It's lost. Me'uva Shlo Yucha Liskon. It's something that you made a mistake, but you can't fix it up. Why? The Lama Yisvalo. He davened the tefillah. It's not like he didn't daven tefillah. He davened tefillah. The only thing you left out is a haskara. You just left out Rosh Chodesh. You missed Yalav Yavo in the Shmona Esrei. In Kain Ein Marviach Klumim Yavzav Yisvav B'Motzer Rosh Chodesh. You're not going to gain anything. You'll daven a tefillah without Yalav Yavo, but you did that before. Hare lo yazkir o tefillas Rosh Chodesh. The Yud Ches, that means Shmona Esrei, 18 brachas, Kfar Hispal. You daven the 18 brachas, you left Yalav Yavo out, so at night, in the Marav after Rosh Chodesh, you're not going to say Yalav Yavo either. So what are you going to accomplish? Zokter Rabbeinu Yehuda, if you're not going to accomplish anything, don't repeat the Shmona Esrei. Don't daven Tashlumin at night. That's his Shita. Comes the Rosh, source 7, and he echoes a similar sentiment from the beginning, but he quotes a day that's Cholim. First, he says, "Nirishim shachav lo yispalo yalav yavo b'mincha b'rosh chodesh lo yispal b'matzir rosh chodesh time." Kevin, that in lo lahatzir shavrosh chodesh lama yasav yispalo yuches. Kevin shekvar yispalo osa. The first, the Rosh is mamish to Rabbi Yehuda, exactly the same. If you forgot yalav yavo, don't daven mara because you're not going to accomplish anything. Yalav yavo, you're not going to say, and you davened already. So what's the issue? The chachme provinza, the chachme provance. How you omrim kevin shlo yotzi yidechav osa b'zuat fila. Since Chazal were Mesakein, they should say Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh, and you would not Yotze Yochi of Tefillah, they say. That's the Lashon of the Chachmei Pervans. Havalei Ki'ilu Lo Hispala. It says, if you didn't daven at all. Tzarech L'Hispala Shtayim L'Erev, Avo B'Shei Mazgei Shav Rosh Chodesh Shoshu Shabbos. Come to Chachmei Pervans and say, you will have to daven at night. But you're not going to say Rosh Chodesh, not going to mention Rosh Chodesh. Doesn't matter. It's like you didn't daven Mincha B'chlal. Just like if you didn't daven mincha bechlal on a regular day, there's a chiyuv to daven tashlumin to tefillah for Maariv. First is Maariv, the second is the mincha that you missed. Same thing over here. Here you taka did daven mincha, but if you left out Yalav Yavo, it's ke'ilu you didn't daven mincha. That's a chelik of the Shmona Esrei on Rosh Chodesh. So if you left out Yalav Yavo, it's ke'ilu lo hispalel. You mamash have a chiyuv to daven tashlumin b'alayla. Say the chachmei pavad. So what are they disagreeing about? What's the Rabbeinu Yehuda and the Chachmei Pervans arguing about? So the Stipler in Brachas has a famous piece, Siman Tazayin. Stipler wants to say that they argue as to what Yalav Yavo is all about. Well, what is this Hazkar? The Chazal Mesakin, you should mention Rosh Chodesh in the Tefillah. Is the Pshat that it's a Chogos Hazkar Ba'alma? The Tefillah is the regular Tefillah. It's the same Nusach HaTefillah that we have every other day. It's just on Rosh Chodesh, Chazal Mesakin, you should mention Rosh Chodesh in the Tefillah. You should say Yalav Yavo. It's an extra Hazkar, but it's just a Chovas Hazkar Ba'al. That's one way to look at it. What is Yalav Yavo? Is it just a Chovas Hazkar Ba'al? Should we say that it actually becomes a Chelek of the Matbeya Shel Tefillah? It's part of the formula of Tefillah. It's a different tefillah. Most of the tefillah is the same, but this haskara is an extra part, and it's not just a chovas haskara ba'amah. No, Chazal w'masakein, tefillah of Rosh Chodesh is different, that you have to mention mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Chodesh. So Yalav Yavo is not just a Chovas Haskar Ba'alma. It's a chelik of the Tefillah. It's a chelik of the Matbeah Tefillah. Rabbi Yehuda obviously holds like the first pshat that it's just a Chovas Haskar Ba'alma. So therefore, you were Yotze already. You were Yotze the Chovas Tefillah. So what's the point of davening Tashlumin at night? You're not going to do anything. Because to mention Yalav Yavo, that you can't do at night. So the Chovas Haskar you're not going to do. And the Chovas Tefillah, you were Yotze. The Chachamim Rabban say, no, even if you can't say Yalav Yavo at night, you still have to daven again. Because it's as if you didn't daven. You left out part of the matbeah shel tefillah. So if you left out part of the matbeah shel tefillah, of course you're going to have to daven again at night. Even though you're going to daven the same shmona esrei that you davened before, and you're not going to have yalav yavo as part of the shmona esrei anyway. The Chaim, his very first piece on Shas, his first piece in the stencils, he wants to say that even Rabbeinu Yehuda will be moda by b'sein talumata that is a chelak of the tefillah. It's not like the Rabbeinu Yehuda holds every haskar in the Shemona Esrei is just a chovas haskar ba'alma. No, there are some haskaras that really become a part of the matbeah shel tefillah. So think about a similar circumstance. That's the case Reb Chaim is talking about. In source A, b'shachach lo omer talamata b'mincha ve'erev Shabbos. Let's say a person davens mincha on erev Shabbos and he leaves out the same talamata. So in the Shemona Esrei of Shabbos, he's not going to say the same talamata. We don't mention. So we don't have a birchas hashanim on Shabbos. So what's the din? Do you daven two mars? You have to daven tashlumin for the Shemona Esrei. You left out the same talamata. What's it then? So Zokter Chaim, the Hadin, the Mispal Avishtayim, the halacha is that you take a daven two marks. Not everyone agrees with this. This happens to be Reb Chaim's psak. There are some achronas that argue. Reb Chaim felt that avadi you should have to daven in two marks. Why? But after the arvis lo yazki talamata, even though in marv you're not going to say the same talamata, it doesn't matter. You still have to daven two marks. But Rabbeinu Yehuda asked, if you're not going to say Yalav Yavo at night, what's the point in davening Shemona Esrei again if you missed Yalav Yavo Mincha time Rosh Chodesh? Zokter Chaim, that's about Yalav Yavo. Ulam b'talamata ein lahakshos kein. Mishin b'talamata hu miseder hatfilah. He has the whole loshen, right? The whole pizman. It's the same as the stipler, right? He's just saying the same talamata is different. The same talamata, it's mamash a part of the matbeah shel bracha, matbeah shel tefila. So if you mishana mi matbeah shel tavu chachamim b'tefila, you're not going to be outside. It's as if you didn't daven at all. So that's why you're going to have to daven Tushmona Esther is at night on Shabbos, even though you're not going to say the same time on Shabbos. Avo Yalav Yavo, Rak Chiv Haskarahi, Lo Havi Kalo Hispalo. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Yalav Yavo is just a Chiv Haskarah Ba'alma. It's not Ke'ilu Lo Hispalo Klal. It's not a Chelek of the Matbeah Shel Tefillah. Rak Shechayev Lo Hispalo Shnayim, Kedesh Yazkir Yalav Yavo. But if you leave Yalav Yavo out, you still have to daven Tashlumin in order to mention Yalav Yavo. Not because you didn't daven, because there's a Chiv Haskarah. Rabbi Yehuda says that if you're not going to say Yalav Yavo at night, then Taka, what are you accomplishing? You've already davened, and the Chovas says, you're not going to be Yotzi anyway, so there's no point. But Zokter Chaim, the same Talamata is different. The same Talamata is Mamash Achelik of the Matbeah Shel Tefillah. So if it's Achelik of the Matbeah Shel Tefillah, then Avada, even if you're not going to daven it at night, like if you left the same Talamata out, Mincha Be'er Shabbos, you still have to daven Tushmona Esrei. You have to daven Tashlumin at night because it's Keilu, Lo Hispalo Klal. Shmuel Rizovsky says that this lechora is the machlokas mishonim as to if you leave Hamelech HaKadosh out, do you have to repeat the Shmona Esrei? So that's what it's all about. What is Tosfos on? Tosfos in their first day, they assume Hamelech HaKadosh is part of the Ikka Matbeah Shel Tefillah. It's part Chazal Kovea during Aseres Me'etshuva, Hamelech HaKadosh is part of the Matbeah Shel Tefillah. In fact, Tosfos holds not only Hamelech HaKadosh is part of the Matbeah Shel Tefillah, Hamelech HaMishpat, and Zochrin L'chaim, and Micha Mocha, all of the Haskaras, they're part of the Matbeah Shel Tefillah, and if you leave them out, then you're going to have to go back. It's like the same Talamata. Reb Chaim's understanding of the same Talamata. It's like Yalav Yavo, according to the Chachmei Provence. It's no difference, right? It's part of the Matbeah Shel Tefillah, and therefore, if you leave it out, you're definitely going to have to go back. And this is Be'emes Meduyak and Tosfos themselves. Go back to the Lashon of Tosfos. They said it. We just glossed over it because we weren't familiar with the Lumbus. But what does Tosfos say there in Source 2? Hilchos HaKavaseder Abba, the Tzarek Lachlam HaMelech HaKadosh HaMelech HaMishpat, Yom Lo Omar Machzirin Oso. V'chein zachreinu mecham ochel chsov l'chaimu v'secha chayim machzir mosoin la'omar t'kol ha'mishana mi'matbeah she'tovu chachamim eno yotze yidecha v'asa. That's the Lashon of Tosis. Y'mishana mi'matbeah she'tovu chachamim. Chazal create a new matbeah shel tefillah. A new matbeah shel tefillah. Seris mei tshuva, there's a new matbeah shel tefillah. You have haskaras, you have additions that you have to put into the Shmona Esrei. And Chazal were kovea that these are part of the tefillah itself. Not just stam achovas haskar. So if you leave it out, of course, you're going to have to go back. Because it's like you didn't have it. You have Tosis. What does the Ram hold? So the Ram obviously disagrees. The Rav Yoh, quoted by that Mordechai before the Ram, right? He quoted in the midst of his discussion of the Ram, he quotes the Rav Yoh. So if you look at the Lashon of the Rav Yoh, it's very telling. Right? The Mordechai had said, V'chein pirish Rav Yoh de'eno chosa, right? The Rav Yoh was the one who brought the Raya from Shams. So look at the piece in the Rav Yoh in source 9. The Kaimel and Koimas Hashanah Mispal Adama Kelachadosh and Melacho Yitztapo Mishpah. Chutz Me'aseres Me'etshuva Shemispal HaMelach HaKadosh HaMelach HaMishpah. The Paskin and Hilchas HaKirava. Good. The Nirali Zog the Rav Yoh Din To'o Eino Chosa. But I think it's only a Din Lachatchila. Ve'en Lishanos Ve'en Lishnos Ve'lomar Medaka Omer Rav Yoh Loza Afilu Omer Afil HaKadosh Yotza Mechalat L'Rav Lo Yotza. Don't say like the Rabbeinu Yonah that Rabbi Elazar heard that Rabba felt that you're not even Yotze b'di'evin. Right? That's why he says Yotze. And since we paskin like Rabba, you should say that it's lo Yotze. No. The Akaima lama perek ba memadlikin the Yom Shem bohem kav musav tov lo amar etc. Emachzir no so because the Braisa says in Shabbos that Yom Shem bohem musav tov emachzir no so zok Rav Yoh. This is Yom Hashem Ben Musav, Yaseres Mechuva, besides Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, there's no Musav. So it makes sense that in Torah, Ein Machzir No, so it's not going to be Ma'akev B'di'evin. Okay, that's the Raya that he brought. The Ein Lechalek, Zok the Rav Yodah Hoslem Rak Dileg, the Hocha Omer B'toz, don't tell me that the Gemara in Shabbos is discussing a situation where you would just medaleg, you just left something out as opposed to making a mistake. The Hachanami Eino Betoos Elo Shelo Omer Malchus. Here too, it's not Betoos. You didn't make a mistake. It's that you just left out Malchus. What's he talking about? It's like Sisrei Torah. He's saying there's some kind of a difference between Dileg as opposed to Ta. You left something out or you made a mistake. I don't know, leaving something out is also a mistake, no? What is he talking about? He's saying this point, right? Dileg means you davened. You davened. You didn't make a fundamental mistake in the tefillah. You davened, but you left something out. Right? So he says, don't tell me that this is different. HaMelech HaKadosh, that's a Chovas Hazkara. And if you medaleg, that's okay. No. Here, it's like toes. It's like to'o b'tfilah. If you made a mistake in your tefillah and you left a word out, you're not going to be otze. Right? If you leave a word out of a bracha, something significant, so then you can't be yotze that brach, and then the whole Shmona Esrei is not good. You have to daven again. So up the Rav Yoh, Hachanami, Eino Betos. Here too, don't tell me that you're Mishana mi matbeya shel tavuch hachamim b'tfilah, like Tosfos. It's not like it's a matbeya shel tfilah. Melech HaKadosh is part of the tfilah. No, it's a chovas haskara ba'alma. So if you leave it out, you didn't make a tos. It's not like you made a fundamental mistake in the Nusach HaTfilah, you would deleg something. You left something out. So if the Gemara in Shabbos says, anytime that you're medaleg, anytime you leave something out from Mishmona Esrei, if it's Yom Shem Bem Karvim Musaf, it's now Ma'akev B'di'evin, HaMelech HaKadosh should be exactly the same. It's Yom Shem Bem Musaf. If you leave it out, it's just a dilug ba'alma. It's a chovas haskara ba'alma. And you should not have to go back. You should not have to go back. That's the Rav Yoh's response. It's a chovas haskara ba'alma. It's not a toz in the matbeah shetavu chacham b'tfilah. Tosis disagrees. Tosis says, no, it's a tos in the matbeah shetavu chachamim b'tfilah. What's the Gemara in Shabbos talking about? Why isn't the Gemara in Shabbos taka raya to the Rav Yoh and to the Ram? Tosis says the Gemara in Shabbos is referring to hazkaros ba'alma. If you have things that Chazal were misakin to mention in the Shmona Esrei, not things that are fundamental to the Shmona Esrei, Aneinu is a hazkar. It's a hazkar on the times. It's not fundamental to the Shmona Esrei. That's just the Haskar Ba'alma. If it's just the Haskar Ba'alma, then the principle of the Gemara Shabbos holds true. If it's just the Haskar Ba'alma, so then if it's Chol HaMoed, if it's Rosh Chodesh, then that Haskara, Yalavi Avos Ma'akev B'di'evin. If it's just anenu, if it's a haskara for sheni, chamishi for sheni, if my mother's and tanyos, it's not makib at the end. But if you have something that's not just a haskara v'alma, it's a chelik of the matbeah shel tefila, avada that's going to be ma'akid. Even b'yomim she'ein b'hem karban musaf. The Gemara Shabbos is just saying, if you have a list of haskaras, so to know what's ma'akid, what's not ma'akid, look, there are some haskaras that are chomer and some haskaras that are not chomer. Right? But they're all haskaras. So if it's yomim she'ein b'hem musaf, that haskara is not so chomer, that's not going to require you to go back. But if you have, in addition to the Shemana Esed, that's a chelik of the matbeah shel tefila, havada you're going to have to go back, even if it's not yomim she'esh behem musaf. Right? If someone leaves out v'sein talumata, right, on yom she'esh behem musaf, right, he doesn't have to go back, because he has to go back, because it's a chelik of the tefila. Melech HaKadosh, Zot Tosfos, is exactly the same. It's part of the chelik of tefila. So it's part of the chelik of tefila. It's not governed by the rule in Shabbos. The rule in the Gemara in Shabbos is talking about chovos haskara. If you have something that's part of the chelik of tefillah, avada, if you leave it out, you're going to have to go back. Okay, so this could be the machlokas of Rishonim. Should we say HaMelech HaKadosh, Melech HaMishpat, Zochrein L'chaim, or the other haskaras, they're a part of the matbeah shel tefillah, they're an ikar part of the matbeah shel tefillah, aseres mechuva? Or should we say, no, they're just a chovas haskara ba'alma. If they're just a chovas haskara ba'alma, so then since it's Yom She'en Ben Musaf, they apply even on Yom She'en Ben Musaf, so you see that they're not fundamental. They're not so fundamental. But therefore, they're not going to be ma'akev in the Yevon. If you assume that it's part of the matbeah shel tefillah, even though it's yom she'en ben musaf, they will be ma'akev in the Yevon, because if you leave them out, you're mishana from the matbeah shel tovah chachamim b'tefillah, and therefore, you're going to have to go back. Okay, so within Tosis, it sounds like all of the haskaras of Aseres Me'etshuva and tefillah are all ma'akev in the Yevon. Everyone, HaMelech HaKadosh, HaMelech HaMishpat, Zochrein L'chaim, Yechamocha, etc. All of the haskaras are together. And we know that not everyone holds like that. That is the way the Shulchan Aruch paskens. The Shulchan Aruch takes Tosfos. That's what we mentioned. Baseres Me'etshuva, Sifala, Baseres Me'etshuva, Omar HaMelech HaKadosh, HaMelech HaMishpat, Bimtoa, you got to go back. Right? You do have to go back. HaMelech HaMishpat, according to the Shulchan Aruch, is the same as HaMelech HaKadosh. If you turn over... Oh, the source 11. So you see, the Ramah disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch about that point. This is in Siman Kuf Yuches, Sarachayim Siman Kuf Yuches, Sivan. Hashivu Shavtenu. He's talking about Shmona Esrei. He says, Chosim b'melech ha'olik tzedakul mishpah. U'mei Rosh Hashanah, v'yad yom ha'kipurim, Chosim ha'melech ha'mishpah. Hagor. Miu im omar melech ha'olik tzedakul mishpah, in tzorach lachzar. V'lo omar sheyachzar, el b'makam shekol ha'shanah, omrim ha'keil ohev tzedakul mishpah. Zalp the Ramah, the only Rishonim, or the only place that we would say that you have to go back, is a place where normally the Nusach is Hakel Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat, where Malchus is not mentioned in the Chasimus HaBerach at all. But if you normally say Melech Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat, so you're saying Malchus anyway, a Melech HaMishpat is a din l'chadchila, to mention Malchus, to focus on Malchus. But as long as you say a Loshen of Malchus in the Chasimus HaBerach, b'dieved, you're going to be Yotzei. That's what the Ramah says. And the Ramah gets his shita from the Rabbeinu Yonah. This is the last piece in that Rabbeinu Yonah that we broke down. Yeah, we read two parts of the Rabbeinu Yonah, now we get to the third. And you got to break it down and compartmentalize. Come back. Okay, number three. Miu nirin advarim shim amar merlach loyet zdokul mishpat in tzorach lachzer holo maske lo shem malchus zok to Rabbeinu Yonah. As long as you mention malchus, that should be okay. Halameinu maske lo shem malchus zorach lachzer masha'en kem b'shayim asa shona mipi mori haram. Okay, so if you say Melech Ha'olik Tzedakah Mishpat, since you are mentioning Malchus, the Rabbeinu Yonah holds that that's enough. The phrase HaMelech HaMishpat is not Ma'akev B'dieved. Melech HaKadosh, what's the option? The other option is to say HaKel HaKadosh, that's not mentioning Malchus, so that would be Ma'akev Ivin B'dieved. Zochreinu L'chaim, the Shulchan Aruch themselves already chip away at that. That's in Sif Hei, in Source 10. Okay, going back to Source 10, sorry about the jumping around, but it's, you know, you put the Shulchan Aruch all together. In lo amar zachreinu michamocha eimar zir nasa. Hago hafilu lo okar raglav adayin, rak shesim osa barachah. V'hu adinim lo amar chsov v'besefer nami dina hachi. So the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah both say that if you leave out zachreinu lechaim michamocha, those extra haskaras, then you don't go back. Why not? The Mishnah Berurah says this is a takana from the Gaonim. This is not found in the Gemara. Hamelach HaKadosh, Hamelach HaMishpat, that's found in the Gemara. So there's a possibility that maybe that should be Ma'akev B'diyevet. But Zochreinu L'chaim and the other Haskaras in the Shemana Esri are not found in the Gemara. That's a later takana. So because it's a later takana, it's not going to be Ma'akev B'diyevet. Okay, and that's how we pass it. That's how we pass it. Okay. So we found that there seems to be a major machlokas Rishonim whether Hamelach HaKadosh is a chelik of the Ikka Nusach HaTfila during Aseres Mechuva, or it's just a Chovas Haskar Ba'am. So Shmuel Rizovsky there in Zichron Shmuel points out that there could be far-ranging ramifications to that Shaila. I had a look at Hamelach HaKadosh in the Shmona Esrei. Is it just a Chovas Haskar, or is it part of the Nusach HaTfila itself? He says, let's say, you know, just hearkening back to Reb Chaim's point, let's say Yom Kippur time, right? Mincha of Yom Kippur, a person forgets Hamelach HaKadosh. Mincha. So we know that if a person makes a mistake in Mincha, he has to normally daven Tashlumin from Arif. So should he daven Tashlumin Mas Yom Kippur? Should he daven a Marav Mas Yom Kippur and then daven Mincha for the Mis Tazkar? Why not? So L'chora, that should depend on the Shaila. Right? If you assume Hamelach HaKadosh is just a Chovas Haskar Ba'alma, so then maybe there's no reason to repeat it later. Why should there be no reason to repeat it later? Because you're not going to say it anyway. Right? Hamelach HaKadosh, you can only say Aseres Mechuvah. So let's say Yom Kippur, you're not going to say it anyway. The question is, should we view it as though you didn't daven Shmona Esrei? So if it's just a Chovas Haskar Ba'alma, but you really did daven Shmona Esrei, so then there's no value to say Tashlumin to get the Haskar, because you're not going to be Mazkir anyway. It's like if you forget Yalav Yavo, Minchav Rosh Chodesh, Rabbi Yehuda holds it, you're not going to daven two at night, because you're not going to say Yalav Yavo twice at night anyway. So there's no value. It's Mamash Lezel Badach. But if you hold Hamelach HaKadosh is really a chelik of the Matbeah Shel Tefillah, Chazal Masakin during Aseres Mechuvah, you have to say Hamelach HaKadosh, and that's a chelik of the Matbeah Shel Tefillah. So then it turns out if you left it out Mincha Yom Kippur, then you didn't daven Mincha. And if you didn't daven Mincha, then you have to say Tashlumin at night. You'd have to daven an extra Shmoneh Esrei. Of course, if you remembered before Yom Kippur is over, you should daven another mincha. That's not a question, right, for sure. The shaila is, let's say you forgot until Matzah Yom Kippur, right? So then you're not going to accomplish anything, because you're just going to daven a regular Shmona Esrei without Melech HaKadosh. So should you daven then? That's the shaila. If it's a chelik of the Matbeah Shel Tefillah, it turns out that you didn't daven a mincha, so you have to daven Tashlumin. And if it's just a Chovas Haskara, then you did daven mincha, then you would not daven at night, because you're not going to accomplish anything anyway. You're going to say Hokel HaKadosh in the Shmona Esrei after Yom Kippur. Okay, so that could be an interesting nafkamina between the two approaches. Reb Shmuel adds another few very interesting halachas. We know that for Mogin Ovis, the night of Shabbat Shuvah, right, Friday night of Shabbat Shuvah, we say Hamelach HaKadosh there as well, right? Hamelach HaKadosh Ein Kamo. Right, the one who davens Marv is all excited, he gets the opportunity to say that, you know, it's exciting, different. I don't know. It's not so exciting, it's pretty scary actually. But be that as it may. Right? So it's different. It's something different in the shul. Right? So this is in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch quotes this halacha. In the Shulchan Aruch. Let's go back to the Shulchan Aruch one more time. So it's 10. B'Shabbos Bintayim, in the mid-Shabbos. What mid-Shabbos? Shabbos Shuvah, right? Shabbos Shuvah. Tavkuf Bebe Siv Gimel. B'Shabbos Bintayim, Arvis Yom Bevirchas Me'ein Sheva. That's the lashon that the Shulchan Aruch uses for Magen Avos. Me'ein Sheva, that's really what it is. It's Me'ein L'Shmona Esrei. Hamelach HaKadosh. You say Hamelach HaKadosh, not Hakel HaKadosh Ein Kamo, but rather Hamelach HaKadosh Ein Kamo. The Rama adds, okay, this is the basic halacha. Chosim b'shul Shabbos levad. Chasim is only b'shul Shabbos. You say Hamelach HaKadosh in the broch of Me'ein Sheva. What happens if you made a mistake? That Shliach Tzibur makes a mistake, I'll never hear the end of it. Yeah, but let's say Yitaka made a mistake. He said Hakel HaKadosh, and he went on. Let's say no one even noticed until he finished. What's it then? Does he have to go back and say the Me'ein Sheva again? So that's a discussion Mishnah Berurah there in Sukkot and Yud writes that there's a machlokas aposkim. What happens if he forgot Hamelech Hakadosh in Me'ein Sharet? Does he have to go back? Kiveger quotes from the Gan Hamelech that from the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch it sounds like you don't have to go back. Because what does Shulchan Aruch say? B'Shabbos b'Tayim Arvis Yomar b'Virchas Me'ein Sheva Hamelech Hakadosh. He should say Hamelech Hakadosh in Birchas Me'ein Sheva. Say it. It doesn't sound like Chayiv Lomar. He doesn't add Imlo Amar Mazirin also in a couple of halachas before. He says Imlo Amar Mazirin also. Here he didn't say Mazirin also. So the Gan Hamelech felt that it sounds from the Shulchan Aruch that you don't have to be Chozer. It's not Ma'akev B'Di'evin. You should say it, but if you don't say Hamelech Hakadosh, you're still Yotze Me'ein Sheva. The Prichodosh quotes other Achronim who disagree. We have the Prichodosh here.
12.
Oh, Shmaya. Thank you. The Prichodosh says Shachach b'Tayim Arvis Yomer Bevirchas Me'ein Sheva Hamelech Hakadosh. I'm sorry, Shabbos, not Shachach. Shabbos b'Tayim Arvis Yomer Bevirchas Me'ein Sheva Hamelech Hakadosh. Kosev Sefer Sherek Knesses Hagdola Shim Toa Ve'Amar Hakel Hakadosh Mekam Hamelech Hakadosh Shechose Kama Shechose Im Toa Shatz B'Chazer Aset Filo. Shari Knesses Hagidola says that, look, if the Shliach Tzibur is Toa and Chazar Satfila, let's say in Chazar Satshas the Shliach Tzibur said Hakel HaKadosh, he's got to go back. So similarly, if he says Hamel HaKadosh in Mogen Ovas, he should have to go back as well. But Limas Tabra comes to Prichadosh and says, I think differently. The Kevin to Bidin Lot Zara, Chal Rabbanan Udutoko Mishum Sakona Kedi Isa Bibame Madlikin, the whole Birchas Me'en Sheva is Mishum Sakona to give people time to finish the Shmona Esrei. We don't mention any Inyan Hayom. We don't mention Yom Tov. We don't mention any special day. It's just a regular Shmona Esrei, rather a regular Me'ein Sheva. If he says Okel HaKadosh, I'll jump on him. He should say HaMelech HaKadosh. But B'Di'evit, if he finished the bracha, so then he doesn't go back. The Prichadosh argues and says that he shouldn't have to go back. So what's the machlokas? The Chora, they're arguing about this nekuda. If you say Hamelech HaKadosh is part of the matbeah shel tefillah, so then the Chora, you should have to go back. Your mama should have to go back. Because you missed the part of the matbeah shel tefillah. It's a takonas chazal, it's not the ikka shmona esrei, but chazal u misakim birchas me'ein sheva, me'ein the shmona esrei. So just like in the shmona esrei, if you left Hamelech HaKadosh out, if you assume that it's part of the Mepeir Shal Tfila, Vada is Zachiv to go back. So in Birchas Me'en Sheva, you should have to go back as well. So those Achronim assume that B'di'evit, you don't have to go back. They must be holding that HaMelech HaKadosh is only a Chovas HaSkara Ba'alma. If it's only a Chovas HaSkara, so we say it, but it's not Ma'akev B'di'evit, so therefore there's no need to go back. It's interesting, Rav Shmuel Rozovsky points out that if it's only a Chovas HaSkara, it should be much more than just not having to go back. The halacha really should be that we shouldn't mention it in the bracha achas me'en sheva bechlap. If it's just the chovas haskara ba'am, it shouldn't really be mentioned in the bechlap. Because we don't mention just the haskara in the bracha achas me'en sheva. Right? We only mention ikar parts of the Shemana Esra. Right? We don't mention Yom Tov for Shchodesh. We don't mention anything except the basic Shabbos Tefillah. So it's a little mudra, right? To say that the machlokas, whether you go, if you left Hamelech HaKadosh out of the bracha achas me'en sheva, do you go back or not? That's where, that's assumed, that the question is it only a chovas haskara or is it part of the ikar matbeah shel tefillah? Is that really accurate? If it's a chovas haskara, so then why do you mention it in the bracha achas me'en sheva bechlal? It's not really an ikar part of the Shmona essay, so why do you mention it bechlal? And in the Zichron Shmuel, he daka quotes, from the Sefer Minhogim of a Talmud of the Maram Rutenberg, one of the Rishonim, in Source 13, he says, "V'shamati she'ein omer bo b'me'ein sheva hamelech hakadosh b'shabes shabas seres mechu." Talmud of the Maram says, "I heard this is the minig that we don't say hamelech hakadosh, right? We don't say that in the Shabbos of seres mechu. It's just the haskara ba'alma. Then why should we?" Why should we mention a haskara? We never mention haskaras in the bracha achas me'en sheva. That's lechora, right? It's a little bit strange to say it's a chovas haskara. You still should say Hamelech HaKadosh, but if you leave it out, it's not ma'akev b'di'evit. You shouldn't say it at all. What's the basis of this shita that you do say it lechatchila, but b'di'evit it's not ma'akev b'di'evit? Okay, it's a chovas haskara, but if it's a chovas haskara, then you shouldn't have to say it lechatchila either. What's this middle ground? I thought the pshat was that, look, the bracha achas me'en sheva whole year does say hakel hakadosh, right? Hakel hakadosh she'en kamayim. Right, so what are you going to do? Leave out those words? Right, what are you going to say? Magen avos bin v'ro machayim yisim b'mam aro she'en kamo. That doesn't read right, right? We say a whole year hakel hakadosh she'en kamo. You're not going to take out words of the bracha achas me'en sheva. At least formulate it in such a way that it fits in with the time. Say the right nusach for this particular period of time. If we wouldn't have Hakel HaKadosh in the bracha initially, so then I would say, Ta'er HaMelech HaKadosh to this bracha, because you want to have a Haskara, so that, if it's only a Chovas Haskara, so you probably shouldn't do that. But if you're going to say Hakel HaKadosh anyway, you're not going to take that out, so Taka makes sense, L'chavchila, to formulate it properly so that it fits in with the time. But B'di'evet, if it's a Chiv Haskara Ba'ama, B'di'evet, you're not going to have to go back. That's L'chora. That's the chora, the sheet that we paskin like. That's the sheet of those achronim. But the Yevid, you're not going to go back if you didn't say it. But lechatchila, we do say it because it really is part of the nusach of the bracha achas me'en sheva. It's just that aseres me'tshuva. You should say hamelach. You should change the nusach to formulate it so that it fits in properly with the time. Okay, that's the chora, the svar of that particular sheet. And then there's a third question as well. Let's say a person says HaMelech HaKadosh throughout the year. Does he have to go back? Right? This is a time that he's supposed to say HaKel HaKadosh. But he made a mistake. Now, this doesn't really happen normally in December. Right? But there is one time that this taka does happen. Yeah, you know when? In some of the machzarim, they have this psak, they have this shayla. You know when? What's the Yom Kippur? Right? Because people are davening Shemana Esrei so slowly. Right? They're not anxious to get to the Suda. They're not anxious to get to their rides. Right, they're davening very slowly, so they never say the wrong thing. Okay. Unfortunately, what happens is Matzi Yom Kippur v'hurachum yichaper ovam. Right. The problem is we daven Shmona Es. We daven Mariv, and Mariv is not as slow as Ne'ilah. It's a little bit faster. We should try to make it as slow as possible. It's the first tefillah after the Zman of Tshuva. It's Kedai. So whatever, whether a person is davening slowly or davening fast, sometimes you can make a mistake. What's the mistake that he's going to make? Well, throughout the Aseres Me'tshuva, he keeps on saying HaMelech HaKadosh. So the natural mistake that he'd make is he'd just say HaMelech HaKadosh in the Shmona Esrei as well. What's the din? Let's say he's a couple of brachas ahead and he realizes, didn't I say HaMelech HaKadosh? What does he do then? That's the machlokes in the Achronim. The Shari Tshuva. Source 14 quotes the Rama Mipanu B'Shem HaRama Be'alfasi Zut the Kosa V'Machzik Brocha. The Ramami Panu holds that you have to go back. You know the Tiferes Shmuel is on the Rosh, right on the side of the Rosh, right? The Karban Asanel on one side, the Tiferes Shmuel on the other. So the Tiferes Shmuel writes, Kosav, the Aleph Ches. What do you think Aleph Ches means? Eino Chayev? The Eino Chozer. You got a lot of abbreviations here in the Shari Tshuva. So the Tiferes Shmuel already tells us that you don't go back. But Sefer Mati Yehuda Kosav Sheken Hiskimu Rov Achronim. Rav Achronim Amoda to the Tiferes Shmuel that you don't go back. So that's the popular psak. That no, if you say HaMelech HaKadosh Matzi Yom Kippur, do not go back. It's okay. You don't have to. It's an extra kinui, right? Melech is an extra kinui, but it's not necessary to say Kael. You could say Melech even if it's not a Seis Mitzvah. What's this Shaila? Whether if you said HaMelech HaKadosh throughout the year in place of Hakel HaKadosh, do you go back on that? So Lachora, this is also dependent on this shayla. If you say HaMelech HaKadosh during Aseres Me'tshuva is a different matbeah shel bracha, it turns out Hakel HaKadosh, HaMelech HaKadosh, the two sugim of tefillah. These are two types of tefillahs. So if during Aseres Me'tshuva you're supposed to say HaMelech HaKadosh, that's the nusach tefillah that you're supposed to have Aseres Me'tshuva, then you have to say that nusach. If during the year you're supposed to say Hakel HaKadosh, then you're supposed to say that Nusach HaTfilah. That Nusach HaTfilah was instituted for the rest of the year. So if you were to say HaMelech HaKadosh during the rest of the year, then you're Mishanim Mimatveyah Shetavach HaChamim B'Tfilah. L'chor, you shouldn't be Yotze. Those Shitas that say that if you say HaMelech HaKadosh throughout the year, you can be Yotze V'Di'evet, l'chor, they're assuming it's just a Haskar Ba'alma. It's a Haskar Ba'alma. And you take a Chayev to say it. And if you would leave it out in the tefillah, you would have to go back. It's a haskar that's taka ma'akev. It's a haskar that's taka ma'akev, and you'd have to go back. because it's just a haskara ba'alma, it's not a shinui in the matbeah shel tefillah. If you say Hamelach Hakadosh throughout the year, you're still yotze the tefillah. You're saying this haskara that you're not supposed to say, but you're still yotze the tefillah because you daven properly. But according to this approach, right, if you said Hamelach Hakadosh throughout the year, you daven properly, so there's no need to repeat the Shemona Esrei. Interesting. So it comes out, according to these poskim, sounds like Hamelach HaKadosh is not a chelik of the tefillah. It's just a hazkara ba'am. And yet it's ma'akev even to the end. Even though it's like a hazkara that you have on Yom Shein Ben Musa. It's a little bit strange, right? That's the one sticking point over here. Yeruchim Olshin, in his sefer Moedim, beautiful, beautiful sefer, he wants to suggest maybe the answer is that the Chovas Hazkara, Melech HaKadosh, is a Chovas Hazkara that's more chomer because it's a Hazkara in the Chasimas HaBrocha. It's a Hazkara in the Chasimas HaBrocha. Other Hazkaras are not in the Chasimas HaBrocha. Aneinu is in Shomei HaTfila. We mentioned it in Shomei HaTfila. It's not in the Chasimas HaBrocha. So for such a Hazkara, since it's Yomim She'ein Behem Karban Musa, that Hazkara is not so chomer. We're not going to force you to go back if you leave that out. Hamelech HaKadosh, since it's a Hazkara in the Chasimas HaBrocha, maybe that's more Iker. So even if it's only a Chovas Hazkara, and it's a Chiyav Hazkara Ba'alma, Nafkemina, that if you mention Hamelech HaKadosh throughout the year, it's okay. That's not called Mishalan, Mima Peshutavacham Betvila. But during Haseres Meitshuva, this Hazkara is so significant, it's a Hazkara in the Chasimas HaBrocha, that it will be Ma'akev even B'dieved. Yes, according to that svar, you can put all the different shittas together. It comes out that either Hamelech HaKadosh is ma'akev in the Nusach HaTfil itself, if you leave it out, it's as if you haven't davened at all, and that's why there's a chiyuv to be chozer. The other way to look at it is that, no, maybe it's a chovas haskara ba'alma, and there are nafkamina for other shilas, but Taseres Meitshuva, you would have to go back, even though it's only a chiyuv haskara ba'alma, because it's a chomer dika chiyuv haskara, since it's in the Chasimus HaBrach, it's more chomer, and that's why you would have to go back. Some point out that this Shiloh, whether Hamelech HaKadosh is just a Chiyuv Hazkara Ba'alma or it's part of the Nusach HaTfilah, this might relate to one final question, a very, very famous Shiloh. What happens if someone leaves out Hamelech HaKadosh the night of Rosh Hashanah? First night of Rosh Hashanah. Special time. Koronatzia Nacht. Right? We're coronating Hashem on that night. It's a special time, first Tfilah of the Aseres Meitshuva. But okay, you get all excited, but by the time you get there, you just leave Hamelech HaKadosh out. You remembered Zochreinu L'chaim and Michamocha, and you're so excited, and the excitement makes your mind wander a little bit, and before you know it, it's over. Okay? You say Hakel HaKadosh. So what's to do? So obviously you're going to be very upset, but the question is, do you have to repeat the Shemona Esrei? So this is a very famous shita that the Chai Adam quotes. The Chai Adam in Source 15 quotes Rav Abela Pasavella. If Abela Pasavella was the Dayan, was the Av Bezdin in Vilna after the Vilna Gaon. Wow, he had big shoes to fill. But apparently he filled them. He was incredible. They say, I saw in a footnote of one of the Sfarim, that he apparently left 60 sacks, 60, like 60 bags of Chidush Torah. Unfortunately, we don't know so much of what he said. And it's so mitzar because this one vort that he has, there are like so many mamarim, svarim have been written on this one vort that he said, this chiddush. And it's so chaval that we lost a lot of his other Torah. What does the Chai Adam say? Baseres meitshuva misayim hamelech hakadosh, v'tov v'siyim hakel hakadosh, v'nizka besok k'dei dibur v'amar hamelech hakadosh yotza, v'mlav, tzorach lachsa, good. V'agon moreno rev abo lepasaveler, Omar Kandin Mechudish. Chimto below Rosh Hashanah below Omar Hamelech HaKadosh, Eino Tzorach Lachsa. If Abel Pasavella wanted to say that if you leave Hamelech HaKadosh on the first night of Rosh Hashanah, there's no need to be chosen. Kedin Tov lo Hiske Yalav Yavo Belel Rosh Chodesh, Eino Tzorach Lachsa. The din is if you leave out Yalav Yavo on the night of Rosh Chodesh, you also don't go back. If you leave Yalav Yavo out, Shachar Samen Chidugobah, but the night time you don't. Why not? Machna She'en Mekachnes HaChodesh Balayla. My bezin can't be makanish lachodesh balayla. There's only yeshivas bezin bayom. So since kiddush hachodesh can't be balayla, if you leave out yalav yavo and the tefillah of rosh chodesh balayla, you don't have to go back. So zokter of abla pasaveler him kain gam below rosh hashanah hadin kain shein tzarich lachzar. So too, you leave out Hamelech HaKadosh, the night of Rosh Hashanah, you also don't go back. Yalav Yavol, the night of Rosh Chodesh, is like Hamelech HaKadosh, the night of Rosh Hashanah. Because Ein Bezdin Mekachin is HaKadosh Balayla. Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh, right? It's the first of Tishrei. So Ein Bezdin Mekachin is HaKadosh Balayla. So if you leave out Hamelech HaKadosh, the night of Rosh Hashanah, you don't have to go back. So if Abel HaPasadel is Chidosh. Be'emes, they point out Rabbi Yonah has the same chiddush. Okay, time is it's late, so we're not going to read the Rabbi Yonah inside. But Imamish has this chiddush. He has this chiddush that perhaps in the night of Rosh Hashanah, if you leave out Hamelech HaKadosh, you would not have to go back. It's just like Rosh Chodesh. It is Rosh Chodesh. Ein bez mekachin es chodesh ba'layla, so therefore you would not have to go back. Comes the Mishnah Berurah in the Shaar HaTzion and he says, I think this is a chiddush otzim. I'm not sure that it's correct. Let's turn to 18. Quotes the Chai Adam, and then he says, "V'la'anius daiti lo nehira." On line 3, the Zel Yeshayach Rakim Ali Mispal at Tfilas Chol. Bishlam, if he davens at Tfilas Chol, he left out Hamelech Hakadosh. He said Hakel Hakadosh, and he davens at Tfilas Chol. So great. Masha Enkin Bazeishem Mispal at Tfilas Yomta. But if he davens a full Tfil of Rosh Hashanah, it's just he says Hakel Hakadosh instead of Hamelech Hakadosh. Mimon of Shach Enu Yotze. So then. Either way you slice it, he's not going to be Yotze. It's a stirim in Eubay. Why? Because if you say Hakel HaKadosh, it sounds like it's a Yom Chol. If you say Hamelech HaKadosh, excuse me, if you daven the Yom Toshmona Esrei, so then you're saying that it's Rosh Hashanah. If it's Rosh Hashanah, then you have to say Hamelech HaKadosh. If you say Hakel HaKadosh, then you're treating it like a Yom Chol. So you should daven a Tfilas Chol. So you, how can you leave out Hamelech HaKadosh and daven a Tfilas Yom Tov? It's just a stirim in Eubay. Claims the Mishnah Berurah. It's a Pele Otzim. Abel's Chiddush is a Pele Otzim, he says. The Ulai the Humairish and Izkar Tekev Shasim Hakel HaKadosh. Maybe Rav Abel HaPasavel is talking about a case that you remembered Tekev Umiyad after Kadei Dibur. If you remembered Toch Kadei Dibur, then you can say Hamel HaKadosh. But if you remembered Acha Kadei Dibur after you said Hakel HaKadosh, Lididei Tzorech L'sayim B'Shalchol, maybe Rav Abel HaPaskins that if you said Hakel HaKadosh, right, so you finished the bracha and you can't fix the bracha, it's Acha Kadei Dibur. What should you do? Don't daven a Yom Tov Shmona Esrei, daven a Chol Shmona Esrei. Then it won't be a Tarti Disaster. Maybe that's what he's suggesting. If you forgot Hamelech HaKadosh, so you made the bracha Hakel HaKadosh, you don't want to turn it into a bracha Levatola, so maybe daven a Tfilah Shachol, and then it won't be a Tarti Disaster. But says the Mishnah Berurah, I think if that's what he means, that's really a pella. Even if the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah in Brochus have a suffix whether you can be Yotze with a Tfilah Shalchol B'di'eved, but to be Misayim B'Shalchol, that's like a Pel. What if he says Hakel HaKadosh, so now he doesn't want to create a Tarti Disaster, so better to daven a Chol Shmona Esrei instead of a Yom Tov Shmona Esrei. Rosh Hashanah. He just can't. He can't fathom that. That's what he had in mind. So he leaves a bit sorry. He leaves a bit sorry. I saw quoted that Rav Shlomo Levilna in the Binyan Shlomo wants to suggest maybe Rav Abel HaPasavel was assuming that you were going to daven a Yom Tov Shmona Esrei, and nevertheless he felt that if you said Hakel HaKadosh at night, you don't have to go back. Why? But if it's a Yom Tov Shmona Esrei, then isn't it a stira? So he says, no, it's not a stira. Hamelech HaKadosh is all about what? It's about the Din of Rosh Hashanah. When does the Din of Rosh Hashanah begin? When does it really begin? The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says it begins by day. Tana Rabbanan, source 19, Kichok Yisrael Hu Mishpat Levokei Yaakov, Melamed She'en Bezdin Shamala Nechnasin Ledin Elim Ken Kitshu Bezdin Shamata Es HaKadosh. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that the Bezdin Shamala is not Nechnas to be done, the world, until the Bezdin Shamala is Mekadosh to Chodesh. Zokter Shlomo Levilna, since Bez Nanat Makadosh L'Chodesh Balayla, so the din is not going to begin until the Yom. It doesn't begin Balayla. Hamelech HaKadosh is all about the din. HaKadosh Baruch is a melech. He's Yosheva Kisei Mishpat. So Ken Zayin, if you leave Hamelech HaKadosh out at night, even though it's shayach to the day, it's shayach to mention the din at night because it's part of the day, it's not ma'akev b'di'evet. Daven a Yom Tov Shmona Esrei, but even if you daven a Yom Tov Shmona Esrei, if you leave Hamelech HaKadosh out, it's not a problem because Hamelech HaKadosh is a function of the din, and the din is only going to start by day because that's a function of when Bezna Mekadosh L'Chodesh, and they're not Mekadosh L'Chodesh at night. So b'di'evit, if you left it out, perhaps that should be okay. Maybe that's the limud zchus on Rav Abla Pasadam Mischinish. But the chiddush is still very difficult, right? L'chora, if we assume Hamelech HaKadosh is part of the Ikonos HaTfilah, so how can you leave it out? Even the night of Rosh Hashanah, how can you possibly leave it out? What's the havamin of leave it out? If you assume Hamelech HaKadosh is part of the Ikonos HaTfilah throughout the Aseret Yemei Teshuva, not just Rosh Hashanah, every day of the Aseret Yemei Teshuva, so how can you have a havamin to leave it out? Oh, Bezin is not Mekadosh L'chodesh, so therefore it's not a problem. So what? But if Chazal was saying that during Aseret Yemei Teshuva you say Hamelech HaKadosh, and that's a part of the Ikar Nusach of Tefillah. So if you leave it out, that should be ma'akev even with the Evid. What's the havamina to say that if you leave it out, it's okay? Well, because it's a function of the din, and the din is not balayla, so therefore it's okay. But it's part of the Nusach of Tefillah. Zok Rav Shmuel Rizovsky, clearly Rav Abba Pasavela must be assuming that Hamelech HaKadosh is not part of the Ikar Nusach of Tefillah. It's just a Haskara Ba'alma. But it's a Haskara Chamira. It's a Haskara Chamura. It's Aschara Chamur, since it's within the Chasima Sabrocha, it's Aschara Chamur, and that's why if you leave it out, you taka have to go back. But if it's only a Haskara Ba'alma, then we can have the beginnings of an understanding. It's not part of the Nusach HaTfilah, so then you could say it's just a Haskara Ba'alma. The Aschara is linked to the Din. Since the Aschara is linked to the Din, and the Din only begins by day, then if you leave it out at night, then perhaps you shouldn't have to go back. But if you were to assume that Melech HaKadosh is mamash chelek of the tefillah, so then there's no havamina. Of course it has to be mentioned. If Chazal or Masakim to say Melech HaKadosh throughout Aseret Yemei Teshuva, then even the night of Rosh Hashanah, if you leave Melech HaKadosh out, you should have to go back. Rav Abba LePasavela must be assuming, like those other achronim we quoted, that Melech HaKadosh really is just a chovas haskara. And that's why if you say it throughout the year, it's okay b'di'evet. By the same token, if you leave it out Rosh Hashanah night, it's okay. So the Haskara was not mentioned. That's not a problem, because the din really is only going to start by day. So why is it ma'akev that if you do remember it in the Shemona Esrei, you do have to go back? The answer is it's a Chobas Haskara, but it's a Chobas Haskara that's more chomer, because it's part of the Chasim HaSavrach. It's a little bit more chomer. So if you leave it out within the Shemona Esrei, and you remember before you ended the Shemona Esrei, or if you're talking not on the night of Rosh Hashanah, if you did not remember and you finished the Shemona Esrei, so then it's taka feel to go back. Rosh Hashanah night, things could be different, because the din only begins by day. So if you say Hamelech HaKadosh is a function of the din, so then if you would leave it out, but the Eved, you would not have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei.